jump shots that he took in college. There wasn't many of them because he did play close to the basket. He really basically was like a 4.5 or 5 in college, but he proved he could really shoot the ball. We were very pleasantly surprised with that.
Do you think he can guard threes, NBA threes?
I think right now he's a 4. Obviously, if you look at him physically, he's not a 5, but he's a 4, and he's got good length, and he runs well, and he's going to be a player in the NBA.
Memories of his dad?
I shouldn't say sad to say, but I do remember his dad, and he's a little bit different from his dad in the fact that he's probably more of a finesse player than his dad was. His dad was one of those guys that brought it every night and came out of Virginia Union, I think, if I remember correctly, and nobody thought he had a chance of making it in the league and had a pretty good career. So hopefully he learns that all of those things from his dad, how to take care of himself and how to work hard and that kind of stuff, which is he did at North Carolina.
His dad was 6'9", 270, 240, 230, something like that. Measurements are pretty comparable.
I think if you look at him coming out of school, he's probably a little thinner. But you got to remember, he's coming out after 2 years. So that's the one thing that you've got to try and be able to do is project physically what they look like in 2 years compared to in 3 years. You look at what Chris Bosh looks like, you look at what some of these other guys look like, and you go, hmm. And then you remember what they look like after their freshman year, and you go back and we keep charts and stats and everything of what they weigh in their measurements, and so that becomes an interesting thing, because every time they come through here, especially with big players, most of them are very young, especially ones that are skilled. So when you do that, you try and go back and look at like how big so-and-so was and how big so-and-so was and what they weighed, and you get a lot of the same measurements.
Did you intentionally want to do a one-on-one workout with him, or is that just how it
worked? I think what we were concerned with is, he broke his wrist. And, obviously it's healed, but I don't want to be in a situation where he re-injures it or, puts himself in any kind of jeopardy for the draft. Again, we've had him, we wanted to interview him, and we purposely didn't do it in Chicago because we wanted him here. Obviously, it's a no-brainer that he's one of the guys we would consider.
Based on leading up to Thursday, Ed is one of these players they've said a lot about potential for the Jazz right now. How much are we looking at potential compared to someone who can come in and play right now?
I think the biggest thing that we've always considered is not what they do the first 30 or 50 games of the first year in the league. I think you look at where they're at in the course of their career. And, we look at a career player rather than a first-year player. So, when you say that, usually when you say potential means he's not going to play well his first year and not going to play a lot his first year because he's not ready yet. I think obviously what you want to do when you look at that is you want to look at what his value is for the franchise.
You brought in a lot of big guys. Do you feel like it's a big guy favorable draft as far as Aldridge and him and Monroe?
I think those are the guys, a lot of those are the guys that you consider at 9. I think we've had some wing players, and we've had Babbitt in, we've had Hayward in, we've had Aminu in. Look, I'm talking about all the draft net and all the other stuff that everyone talks about. Those are the names that pop up. But it's probably, last year was like, a saturation of point guards. I think when we sat in the draft, we counted up 8 or 9 guys that we thought could be gone before we drafted and, at the point guard position and still get a pretty good player at that position. Obviously, this year, I don't think there's nearly that many. And I think you see more bigger players this year go higher in the draft.
Thanks, Kevin.